So is Mr. Carroll coming back?
I don't have any questions for him early on.
Well, I'm going to call the June 17th Siskiyou County Planning Commission meeting back to order. And we had just started a discussion on rural residential, rural low density and mixed density. Okay. Commissioner Fell, I believe you were going to ask some questions before we broke.
So my first one is third row down on the first table, the cottage food operation. For clarification on this one, that the cottage food law that was signed by the state several years ago basically said you could do it. I'm just asking for clarification. Are we okay doing just an AUP? I think that's where it belongs.
Yeah.
But essentially, you, Ms. Lang, are going to look over and say, okay, are they selling anything that is canned or jarred? And if so, are they using a commercial kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they are, boom,
yeah,
sign off, here's your permit. Okay.
Yeah, it's a very streamlined process.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't one of those cases where
it could be elevated or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
And here's the definition. But the county would still be reviewing it. Environmental Health would still look at it.
That was why I asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Great, thank you. Okay, so that is page 213. Anything else on page 213? 214?
Yes.
Okay.
So rooming or boarding? This got carried on from the original general plan.
Uh-huh.
Technically speaking, if we're to look at a boarding house, a bed and breakfast, what's the difference?
I think
so. Rooming house or boarding house is defined as a facility used exclusively for residential occupancy other than a hotel or motel, where lodging and meals for three or more persons is provided for compensation. Let me pull up bed and breakfast. I think it's a person thing. So a bed and breakfast establishment is an establishment offering lodging with or without incidental meal and or beverage service in a single family residential building and in conjunction with a single unit dwelling for short-term stays of less than 30 consecutive calendar days.
So I ask again, what's the difference between a bed and breakfast and a boarding?
Length of
stay. The structure.
Change of just the structure itself.
If you think like the single family home, right? It's smaller, right? The bed and breakfast might be in the old mansion that was a single family home, but they have the stage house and all that. But like a boarding house or a boarding hotel, you're thinking about a larger operation. Just based
could
on
it be like a hostel, right? Where
yes,
you have like multiple people coming and going, and there might be like bunkhouses or something for travelers, and there might be food, there might not be food, whereas the bed and breakfast is like a typical hotel stay, just a different, you know, style.
I would be inclined, I may get overruled on this, but on the rooming house or boarding house, I would be comfortable with those being AUPs instead of a UP.
Okay.
Because I really don't see a need for those to come automatically before us. And I would even say add AUP to the RL.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
that's fair.
There was a time thing on the area, on the vacation rental that I didn't see on the rooming. So the rooming house is just basically like somebody that owns a house and they're running out of room, right? So you need a permit to do that?
If it's less than under 30 days.
Under 30 days. Okay, because then it's
days,
like an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Over 30 days you wouldn't.
Right.
Okay.
So, shoot me if, yeah, I'm going to open up a can of worms, I bet.
That's okay.
If you are operating a boarding house or a rooming house for under 30 days of stay, are you responsible for paying TOT?
That's a good question. Well, and to thinking out loud, James, you know, this is carryover from the old code.
Yeah.
Those terms are really outdated. Those are not used at all anymore. And, you know, currently with our standards, we don't regulate when someone wants to rent out the room and post it on Airbnb. They do have to pay TOT for that, but I guess would the difference for that be, you know, we're not regulating if you want to rent out a short-term room, but we're going to regulate rooming house or boarding house. Similar setup, is it because they may or may not have food and other amenities provided?
I don't know. We'd have to look into that. Yeah, we'd have to look into that.
Okay.
Does Aetna have that for those people off the Pacific Crest Trail? Do they
Bluebird. The Bluebird has for hikers to stay there. And they have two rooms, I think, with bunk beds. And then they also have rooms with single beds.
And they charge for
them. Yeah, and they have a yurt out back where they can roll their own. They have a cot and you can roll your own bedroll out. I'm just wondering, a bed and breakfast, you'd be paying TOT. Vacation rental, you're paying a TOT. But what about a boarding?
I imagine they are. We can, and that's
the probably. We can get to it, yeah.
Yeah. And then, what is the difference between a rooming house, boarding house, and understanding those are old definitions, and a single room occupancy unit?
So a single.
That was my next question.
Well, so that's
it. All seems the same.
The difference between an Airbnb and a VRBO. An Airbnb will rent out one room.
Yes.
And I remember a Rico said, we don't want to get into that. Remember that?
And then the VRBO
yeah. is a family.
The whole house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, I'm just wondering what those definitions, they seem to
be. Yeah. The single room occupancy unit, it's a state definition. We're required to talk about it per housing element law because there's size restrictions to the room. So
single room.
A single room occupancy unit is a residential structure containing more than 5 one-bedroom dwelling units occupied by no more than 2 persons, which serves as the occupant's primary residence and which have a minimum floor area of 150 square feet and a maximum floor area of 220 square feet, meet ADA requirements, and include food preparation and or sanitary facilities. So
it kind of sounds like a dorm with shared.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and this is, yeah, and again, this is a housing element law thing we're required to.
What were you going to say, Commissioner?
Well, just clarifying, that room would have
all of that
bathroom
yep.
plus food preparation plus a bed in a hundred. No,
sometimes they have they'll have a shared bathroom.
Okay.
You have shared bathroom or shared kitchen, mm-hmm. but they have their own primary bedroom that they may share with someone else. But that's their primary residence. But if you think like a boarding house or a rooming house, they're probably traveling somewhere, that sort of thing. But this is actually their SRO, that's a term that they come from the 1920s, right? It's just the older people, like the old factory guys, old, no family, they're just a single guy. He's living, you know, it's just a bunch of guys in a, you know, old hotel type of thing. It's like that brick building on the corner there in Aetna.
The apartments.
Yeah, the apartments it used to be, you know.
Yeah, it was used to be a shared bathroom.
But these aren't very common, but we have it just in case they do occur.
Yeah, we're just required to have put it in.
Okay. So, we have AUP. So, those definitions, though, for the rooming house or boarding house, do we need to redefine, since those are outdated terms, redefine the term to a more current definition?
Go ahead. These have been modified. So the rooming house or boarding house definition, which they're combined in one definition, it's slightly modified to what our current is. Our current is really open-ended.
Okay, so it's already been
yes.
updated. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
And again, this is not a common, you know, permit that is sought after, but
it's not likely we'll ever see one of these. These are like from the past, but
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But they may happen, you know.
Even bed and breakfast are not big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just everyone's doing Airbnb
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Or going back to hotels, yeah.
Yeah, and okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on that page?
Yep. Commercial uses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Animal hospital.
And there's almost a difference, right? Large animal, small animal. Seems like you might want to split that.
I don't see a difference.
No.
At least go to a AUP. I don't think it should be a UP.
Okay.
I think it should be AUP on all three.
Okay.
And I'll just leave it at that.
No matter the scale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there are so many hoops for a vet opening a practice
yeah.
already. Basically, once the vet lets the county know this is what I'm doing and this is where it's going to be, it's out of the county's hands after that. And the director
yeah.
says, okay, thanks for
yeah.
letting us know.
Okay.
And large animal stuff, they usually visit the farm. They don't bring a horse to the vet.
No.
I'm just asking, what is that?
It's both ways.
Okay.
Both ways.
Yeah, it depends
and
on the
I guess
yeah.
the reason I bring this up, well, I was just at her dad's funeral. Childhood friend of mine, Rachel Oxley, is a vet out of Redmond. And the county, which she resides and has her practice, there is a specific equine hospital
mm-hmm.
that is right next to the parcel where her house is.
Okay.
And she's one of the vets out of the equine facility. She bought a custom-made medical services trailer, and she travels around Central Oregon and deals with both large animal and small animal out of the trailer. She has x-ray machine, everything set up in that trailer.
Hmm.
The county required her, in order to keep her business license, to build a structure just to park the trailer under because she had some customers that were coming to her place of residence.
Sure.
So she didn't have to travel. That were nearby, mm-hmm. and she used her, because the equine facility is not set up to deal with small animals,
right.
but her trailer is.
Right, okay.
And they required her to build a structure just to park her trailer under to be compliant.
Mm-hmm.
And so, AUP,
yeah.
okay. Just to protect, because a lot of the potential vets we may get, a lot of them are gonna be mobile,
yeah.
but I have no problem with them working on their own parcel.
Okay. Great.
Did you have anything to add, Commissioner Hart?
Deschutes County.
Yeah.
Yep.
Run by Ben.
Yep.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Gotcha.
So okay. for bed and breakfast. But
just to get a vet.
Yeah.
You ought to be thanking your lucky stars.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to allow bed and breakfast facilities in low residential?
Yeah, I would.
See how it's not permitted. Right now we have bed and breakfast, you need a use permit for RR, you need a use permit for mixed residential.
I do it on all three.
Okay. Do you want it to be an administrative use permit, or do you guys want to see those applications?
Bed and breakfast, AUP.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
If size and scale warrants it, come and leave it up to the director, but I
okay.
guess those could be handled administratively.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good color. Okay. So AEP with potential to go to the
yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay.
So my next question is on laundromat. Are we to there yet?
Yeah.
Okay. It was my reason for asking this line before we reconvene. Kind of a delineation of the size between RR, RL, and RN. And it was, when I saw this laundromat requiring a use permit for an RM, if I remember correctly, the RM actually is that 10 acre.
Mm-hmm.
The residential low density is kind of below that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we, and this is not rhetorical, do we want laundromats built on residentially zoned parcels?
So RM, right, if we think about the RM district, that's going to have like the apartment buildings, it's going to have the more densely populated areas.
Mixed use
areas. So laundromats generally would be in those types of areas. Right, you wouldn't expect a laundromat in rural residential just because most people would have their own washing machine in those isolated parcels. Right? That was the logic to having that there.
You're talking about standalone versus one incorporated, right? Different.
Yeah, I guess in my mind I was thinking a building just for laundry, nothing else.
Mm-hmm. I could see that in an apartment complex. You know, you would have a building just for laundry. No.
Or not even in an area where there's apartments and stuff.
Yeah, and maybe there's apartments and
duplexes. It's a laundromat that would be a shared use, not a public laundromat.
It could be both, right? Yeah. There are parcels, more in South County, where they're, you know, a little bit higher density and mixed use, where there might be duplexes, triplexes, and then there might be a super small, I would call it shopping center, but you know, there might be three businesses and a parking lot. You know, that might make sense to have a laundromat there.
But that'd still be a residential zone?
It could.
It wouldn't be a commercial, light industrial community center?
It could be both, potentially.
Okay.
Right? Because that's what the RM, we were trying to make something to where you could have both be a little bit more flexible. And obviously, we'll go through all the commercial, you know, uses with the district, but
yeah, and that, you know, RM again means multi
mixed.
Yeah, and I can see that because just forward thinking, there's a lot of new development, like in Chico, for example, where the commercial zone's down below and then they're building the apartments for these cute little kitschy things.
Yeah,
I can see
that. That would be cool to have one day.
Yeah, and I could see that. I do have a question on personal services. What are personal services? I'm thinking, like, is that somebody that wants to have, like...
It's like hair... Wait, we have a definition, but my thought, I think, like, hairdresser or something. But licensed personal services conducted by a resident of the dwelling, including but not limited to massage therapy, haircutting, tutoring, mental health counseling, may be permitted as a home occupation subject to customer visitation limits and all other standards of this section. Okay. So
that's not allowed in any of those residential zones, but I'm thinking like some of the massage therapists I know work out of their home.
Yeah.
So I think you might want to...
My grandmother's favorite hairdresser for decades cut hair out of her house right at the base of Forest Mountain.
Right.
So
I think those, they would fall under that home occupation that we allow. I'm going back up to that section.
But is it a home occupation? I view that as like, okay, you might be bookkeeping, but can you cut hair?
Well, we expanded it to where you can have customers.
I know, but I agree with you.
Don't make a problem.
Yeah.
Because the personal services.
I don't want it to be a problem. I just want to make sure that they see personal services as like, nope, you can't do massage.
Yeah, so we have home occupation and home enterprises. We expanded those uses to allow actually for clients to go to folks' homes. The personal services is similar in nature where it could occur in a home, but it's like the higher level of people. So, and I don't
the
know
the scale
what,
of it. You think about
oh,
like
so
a massage.
It's not,
so
instead it's not
of
the like, one up. Now you've got a full salon
yeah.
in your house.
Yeah.
Okay, understood.
Where there's like 30, 40 people coming in a day
okay.
or whatever. Something.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that like the people that are having like the clients,
yeah.
the grandma,
yeah, yeah.
are still
yeah,
out.
We want that to happen.
I can understand not having the day spa.
Yeah,
right.
Or like
okay.
six chairs, you know, that you're
yep.
cutting hair.
Okay.
Know, that changes
mm-hmm.
your house.
You don't have perfect. Quick cuts in the family room.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so that's commercial. I just wanted to clarify that. Okay.
I'm on refreshment stand next after that.
Okay, go ahead.
Refreshment stands. Can you
let's...
be more specific in your definition there?
That is
so...
enough.
Yeah, I'll read it. A retail use accessory to an agricultural or commercial operation where products are offered for sale directly to the public, typically with an on-site temporary or permanent structure, may include a farm stand located on a farm selling farm products, a stand serving beverages, or a stand serving food.
So I could think of a few cases, Jeff, where people advertise like their baked goods.
Yeah.
And they put out a little stand outside their house, and they're not ag one, ag two, but they're selling bread and danishes.
Apple juice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we wanted to make it as wide or general as possible to allow those types of uses.
I would support turning that into an AUP.
Okay.
And then depending on size and scope, then bring it to us. But I think really the intent of that is more administrative.
Yeah.
Make it easier.
Yeah,
I agree.
Sure.
Any other questions from the attendees? Okay.
Hounds and kennels, before we leave, because
okay.
we do have, this is going to come up
yeah.
for us. Right now, it's just allowed in rural residential with the use permit. Is that something that you're wanting in mixed residential and the low residential?
To be a kennel, how many dogs is that?
I think it's six.
Well,
six.
Six,
right?
Yeah, it's the same number I have on the ranch.
Well, and for low density, the largest parcel size there would be
five.
Five?
I think keep it at RR, and I think, mm-hmm. yes, keep it at use permit.
Okay.
And they don't actually, here's the actual definition, so they don't
so
actually
So did we modify that to make it more flexible? Because
yeah.
I know our current definition is like six mature.
I think that needs to be use permit because
yeah.
we need to take a look at compatible surrounding uses.
Yes.
Noise
well, but
and things
I
like
would
that.
Just think if you have 5 acres and you wanted to have seven dogs.
Well, if they're your own, it doesn't matter. But if you're boarding them.
But I think the definition of kennel doesn't necessarily mean own your own animal. I mean, it includes your own animals in a lot of areas.
Is that definition?
I don't
oh, boarded and sold. Okay. The selling.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, I see.
You owning animals doesn't count. It's
right.
just, this is more like a commercial aspect.
Gotcha. Okay, I just want to double check. Because I have
right.
seen some county stuff. My mom shows dogs.
Yeah.
And I've seen some county staff where it's like, if you have so many dogs, you need them.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. I think that's good. Okay. Auto body printing.
The retail general. What page are you on?
Right
below refreshment stand.
What page?
I'm on 213, 17 of 38 at the bottom.
17.
I'm seeing more locations of people. Granted, the one that's most obvious is within Fort Jones city limits, so it wouldn't be under our purview, but an individual who makes Native American items and sells them pretty regularly, hanging on his fence and under a canopy, is that considered retail general, or is that more home business What is the header from? When I see retail general.
Yeah, it's like anything.
Okay. Here's the category for that.
A hardware store?
Yes.
And so, there's a size requirement, a square footage.
Okay.
So what you were describing, right? The guy that makes the artifacts or the souvenirs, shows him in his yard. That's covered, remember, under that temporary events section that we discussed earlier in the last meeting. How, like, you can do, like, chainsaw art. You can display it in your yard, but it's got to be a certain size so it doesn't turn your front yard into a commercial setting. But we're going to allow you a certain percentage of that front yard where you can display your art or your products. Do you remember that conversation?
I do remember that, but I mean, he's actively engaged in the selling of what he's making at a retail level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a refreshment stand because it's not a consumable.
Yeah, my thought is, and just looking at this, is like, because of that rural mixed use is kind of that bridge between residential, commercial, maybe in that RM zoning we allow for UP,
mm-hmm.
so that you could have like those, you know, retail store. Below,
yeah,
and that's really
residential above type,
yeah,
living,
yeah.
Which also then with that back to the personal services, it seems like maybe that would be UP for the RM zoning as well, so that you could have a hair salon or day spa in something kitschy like that.
Okay.
Do you want UP or
I'm thinking
do you
like
want
downtown
AUP?
Chico. I mean, yes, it's UP. City. But say we were
for
to have an
service.
Area
yeah.
somewhere in, like McLeod,
for
because
just
that's
RM.
Technically,
RM.
You know, just being hypothetical. They wanted to build a new building in some architectural style where you had like restaurants and shopping with commercial over top, or residential over top.
I think I'd go AUP dependent upon size and scale.
For retail general?
No, for
personal services.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what about the retail so that you could have that?
See, I think that ought to be allowed based on the definition that I read.
Because it's mixed already.
Yeah, the fellow who's doing it in Fort Jones, multiple of those items are what he's selling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to prohibit that.
Mm-hmm. Should that just be permitted or an AUP?
I would say AUP.
And is he selling in front of his residence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So this is going to be like the McLeod situation where they want to have a live workspace where like they want the store on the bottom and then they want to have the family unit up the top.
Okay.
You know, so that would be perfect, right? Like a retail general.
Yeah.
In a mixed use, that would be like the McLeod setting where like.
And then also a restaurant would be there too in that mixed use.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
having.
Yeah.
And then maybe a professional office too?
I think so.
And then the
once
liquor.
You get into it, you realize they all should be, you know.
And then what about the liquor sales?
No.
But you can have a restaurant? I mean, do you need that?
Well, it's going to fall under general retail anyway.
It will, okay. So that doesn't prohibit you
yeah.
getting a liquor, okay. Okay, I see that.
The industrial uses at the very bottom of 215. Assembly and manufacturing, I get the large scale, but we are seeing more. And once again, it's a potential gray area with another definition that we have. But I know of two or three individuals that make flies. They make fishing rods. They do custom work on firearms out of either a garage or a room in their house that's specifically for that, not to mention Pat Duffy and his taxidermy. That is assembly manufacturing technically, and they're rural residentially zoned.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's home op though, right?
Well, that's what I was
wondering. Because right, we had.
We're talking more industrial scale,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's
large
that
scale.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Because some of these categories came from the industrial zone, right? Okay. When we transferred them over to this.
Yeah, just.
And then nothing, I don't have anything from like electrical, fertilizer.
Okay, I do on cabinet shop. The original cabinet shop folks in Scott Valley operated out of their homes.
Okay.
And they still do. Yeah. They don't have a business location. The business is their home. Would you consider that cabinet shop the home business? Is it one of those like you referred me to at Fly Tying?
The home enterprise?
It's tough because those require like percentage of the house use, right? As long as the business part doesn't overcome that primary use of the property as residential. Right, because I think home occupation is like 25% of the house.
And so you have a cabinet shop, take Spolino, his cabinet shop is larger than his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you probably need it for rural residential as a permit.
That's inside, that's Aetna or
Fort outside of Fort Jones. I would go AUP on the cabinet shop.
And which zone is that?
RR and RL.
Okay.
Okay. You're probably going to have a business license, right? And
right.
So wouldn't that trigger what the zoning is?
Mm-hmm. Spolino still operates out of there. It has a business license, but it's a rural residential. Okay. And it occupies more than 25%.
Is it in the county or in Fort Jones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the county. It's outside city limits.
Oh, yeah.
So I did have a, what was the thought process under research and development lab? Like, what do we think, what's that definition?
Oh, you're on the...
No, yeah, I skipped.
I had another one on 216.
Okay.
What category were you at?
Research.
Oh, do you want to go at that?
Oh, let's go to his first,
yeah,
so we stay in order.
If we're going in order, my next one was on food processing. Would this include a commercial kitchen? Because I could see a commercial kitchen being a very allowable use in an RM, maybe even in an RL.
Food processing right now is defined as a facility that processes raw ingredients into food products, including but not limited to bottling plants, meat and fish processing plants, agricultural crop processing plants, milling plants, and other similar facilities.
It's just the scale of it, I think if you're thinking right.
Well, that's my question, because
a commercial
kitchen, you are taking raw ingredients and turning them into food products.
Well, and I'd say with commercial kitchens, planning doesn't ever review that. That's environmental health, right? So they're held to those standards as long as there's a kitchen facility and folks want to go down that path. You know, planning doesn't. Hasn't gotten involved, at least in my time here.
I guess I bring it up because if QBIR wanted to build a community kitchen out there on the res, if they want to put one in down in Syatt or Happy Camp, for folks to come together to be able to have that cottage industry, I wouldn't want to deny
their
ability to do that.
No, this is more, if you look at the definition again, let me pull it up for you, right? If you look at the word plant, right? They're just talking scale, right? You're talking,
plants,
if you imagine, right?
Okay.
It's just, you got like a night shift, a day shift, you know, hundreds of employees. You know, a commercial kitchen, you're talking the scale. It's like, hey, you know, I want to do lunch
like
boxes for the, you know.
Right.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. Have Connor in your bathroom. Let's see here. Okay.
I mean, we want those types of businesses, but that's just not next to where people live.
Yeah.
If it comes under cottage food operation, they're allowed by AUPs in all three zones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, which would be like a commercial kitchen, because you're thinking cottage food is a scale that's not like the Budweiser company is opening a plant in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's that scale that we don't want that in the rural residential areas.
my next question is at the top of the next table, non-retail laundry and dry cleaner. Laundry can be a broader term. I'm thinking several individuals in Scott Valley do sewing, hemming as a business out of their home. Is that considered here? Is this strictly cleaning, pressing, starching?
Yeah, these are the big outfits, right? They come, they pick up all the restaurants' linen, so you take it somewhere.
Just wanted to be clear on that.
Okay.
And then the pharmaceutical manufacturing, that would make it illegal for the meth labs out of the residential zones, correct? Sorry, I had to add some humor in this.
Yep.
Oh, I see. We've got seven sessions of 650 lots on each one, 640 lots on each one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's not really pharmaceuticals, that's agriculture, right? I just wanted that look.
Okay.
Where did this guy come from?
I wanted that. That was a crazy eye.
Okay, we're almost where Commissioner Lindler was. But back to seriousness, saw shop. We have several saw shops operating on rural residential.
Mm-hmm.
They repair, sharpen.
They gather garage type thing or shop.
Along with small engines.
Mm-hmm.
I would say at least on the RR and RL, at least AUP. It should be allowed at least with an AUP.
Okay.
You just need to incorporate Scott Valley. I just say.
I want to make it an airport.
Yeah. So, but on the research and development, what is that, if you could pull up that definition?
Yes. I'm doing that now. But generally, if you think about it, that type of stuff you don't want around.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, even in rural residential, just, I don't want to buy a lab.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. We don't want that there.
Yeah, it's an establishment primarily engaged in industrial or scientific research, including limited product testing. This classification includes electronics research firms and pharmaceutical research laboratories, but excludes manufacturing.
So why would it be allowed in RR?
Is it?
Yeah, there's a UP.
Well, you figure, if you're thinking RR, rural residential, it might be more spread out, maybe it's some harmless,
one of those,
you know, research into like pine trees, you know, how to make them more resilient to drought.
Perfect.
You know, so it wouldn't be so offensive as
we're doing
the next dangerous
country. And it is a UP, so you got to review it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But again, you can change it. This was just our thinking of that. Because you figure like they have the nurseries, right, that they're probably doing some sort of researching out there, you know, Sierra Pacific, they might have, you know, nursery sciences there, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, I never considered they would have been zoned RR, but yeah, because I'm sure they are. Actually,
yeah. Like over in Scott Valley, they have those nurseries right on the east
Cal side, Forest.
Right? Yeah.
That didn't take a use permit.
That's on AG2.
Is it on AG2?
Yeah.
So yeah, we can change it.
What's the will of the group? Leave it as UP so there's flexibility?
It's pretty broad.
I'm tempted to go AUP and then based on size and scale, a director can shoot it to us.
Yeah, and see where AUP is from the road trees.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Well, use hortflowers like you're doing at Hortville.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, that's a nursery, but there is also research. AUP.
Yeah.
And then if it's really weird, we'll bring it to you.
Yeah. They're doing animal testing or something.
Well, yeah, that's what they're doing, animal testing or
something.
Where you don't want next to your house.
Some gain of function lab next to your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
My next one's getting down. Next table, the
under ag and resource uses.
Yeah. So we had this discussion several years ago when the multi-species ordinance was being discussed before it died. The dairy poultry, etc. Rural residential, they should be allowed, because we're talking 10 acres or more, right?
Up to 15.
Yeah, up to 15 acres.
Yeah.
They should be able to have a couple cows, some chickens.
Right.
But here it's...
You think maybe a use permit?
Well, because
so
that's...
So you have some control?
I would say AUP.
Okay.
On RR and RL, because otherwise this is the area where you have a lot of 4-H and FFA kids.
Mm-hmm.
Family with multiple kids is going to have multiple hogs, multiple sheep, multiple steers, etc. That should be allowed.
That's a personal, like 4-H is more of a personal, it's not that commercial scale that we're talking. Because I think this category, if you look at dairy, commercial, poultry, they're talking like, you know, hey, we have 3,000 chickens.
they may have 100 chickens selling eggs.
Yeah.
That's commercial enterprise. That should be allowed on an RR, that chickens by right, in my opinion. Go buy 15 lambs. If you have 15 acres, go buy 15 lambs, mm-hmm. feed them out, fatten them up, sell them.
With that, so on the grazing, so it's permitted there, but also, I mean, if the RL goes up to, what, 5 acres?
Mm-hmm.
Grazing should be permitted under RL.
Yeah. I mean, maybe RR permitted by right, RL, AUM, AUP. I don't know.
Okay.
So here's that definition, just over.
Oh, the mass commercial production.
Right, it's just the scale. Like if we're talking family farm, that's rural residential. We're not gonna mess with that. Even if you're selling to all of Scat Valley or the county, but the commercial aspect, we're talking these huge, right, foster farm type locations where like, oh no, we have bird flu, we gotta kill 500,000 chickens. You know, I don't know if you want those type of facilities in a residential area.
Could you go to the next page so I can read the rest of the...
Of course.
You know what? I would respectfully disagree with you there, because I think the way society is going, we're going to be seeing more quote-unquote community farms, whether they be vegetables or animal, where mm-hmm. you'll have a group of neighbors come together and say, hey, we're going to designate this 15 acres to grow food for all of us.
Maybe that would be good to have a category like community farm or something like that, because then you're not diluting this specific category that's really dealing with commercial scale, you know, Tyson type of thing.
Yeah, and I definitely see the difference. On hog farm, why is it a hog farm, a facility that raises chickens, turkeys?
I think maybe that's just a, I don't know, I think that must be a typo.
Okay, why don't we
think about it? Think about it. Obviously, you're not trying to load a cattle cart. It's all the little hogs from Iowa out here. You won't get on it.
This is why we go line by line.
Why are chickens hot?
But I would say, I mean, I would make the recommendation to allow a differentiation scale.
Or just a different category, you know, like talking about.
So one is, you know, and I don't know, like that is like the mass scale, you know, Harris Ranch, Tyson scale.
But depending upon your community, 100 chickens could have the same impact as 1,000 steers.
Touche. Touche, yeah.
But either one you don't want next to your house.
But we are right by right to farm.
If you're an RR, I think it should be a P.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're RL, okay, an AUP.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. I agree.
That works.
And then the grazing, I think you should be able to graze.
Should be the same way.
Now it's just permitted.
Yep, permitted, and then grazing should be able to do some.
You're not UP on the RR, that should be a P.
Oh, a P.
Same as grazing. RR should be permitted by right.
Yeah,
grazing,
yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And then
AUP on the RL, your lower density. Yeah.
And then on growing and harvesting timber, you know, given that we're a timbered county, you can grow and cut trees wherever you want. So I just want to make sure that...
Maybe just put a P?
Put P on all those, okay, because it's a state process, but people need to know that, like, yeah, you can do that wherever.
Then on the guest ranches, public stables, I would add an AUP for RL.
Okay.
Okay.
Solar farm.
We're dealing with rural residential.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
That would potentially cause conflict within our housing element.
No,
want to do that.
Okay.
Golf course. I just think about this because of being down in San Luis, going to school at Poly. There was a 9-hole golf course on 10 acres right off of Los Osos Valley Road. And it was rural residential.
Yeah.
On the RR, I don't have a problem with that. Maybe an AUP.
Okay.
What's this golf course out here which is closed?
That was on AG1, AG2, the Montague?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be a vineyard, right?
It's going to be a lot of different things since it was a golf course.
Well, clubhouse has been converted to embryo transfer and since 2012.
Yeah.
I thought...
It's all been converted into a cattle operation.
Anything in the rest of land use?
I'm running down my list right now. So thinking of our Golden Eagle project in Mount Shasta. We approved, and that was on rural residential, former church converted to school. But here we say school, college, university.
So,
why are we saying that? I'm just thinking, College of the Siskiyous has satellite campus, Wairika. What's to say they might find the funding to do another satellite in Happy Camp?
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
And it's zoned RR, 10 acres.
Yeah.
I think we need to treat our secondary the same as our...
Okay.
Sure.
Our college the same as high school, elementary?
Yep.
I think a use permit, run it all the way across there for college, university.
Okay, anything else under land use?
The special event facility.
Well, and that's the one with the large population threshold, right?
Yeah.
AUP's fine and RR.
Yeah, I would leave that one there.
We're going to be looking at compatibility, parking, etc.
Yeah. Well, the question was, do you want it in the other two zones, though?
Mm.
Yeah.
Get smaller, no.
Okay. So here's that definition.
Yeah.
The only thing maybe
because you would want a wedding
Is in the mixed.
Yeah.
Is in the mixed use. So, you know, you have a building under something that's, you know, a hall of some sort. I would say maybe a UP or AUP under that mix zone.
Would a Grange Hall in Greenview, a senior center in Greenview, would that be considered a special events facility?
It's more, I would say this up here.
Like place a place of assembly, yeah.
Right.
I'm thinking of a place for like weddings.
Or even like a public building, you know, as people are congregating.
Like the RCC in Fort Jones?
Yeah.
Where movie theaters, mm-hmm. speaker,
yeah.
et cetera.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess maybe I could see it in a potentially in an RL with a UP.
Okay.
What about the mixed use?
I was thinking the mixed use as well because, you know, if you're going to have restaurants and stuff, maybe they want an event hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have weddings or music or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that would be a draw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Other uses?
I kind of chuckle now because an airstrip or a heliport is allowed with a use permit in rural residential, RL, and RM, but wasn't listed for AG1 or AG2.
Yeah, I wonder if that's carryover.
Yeah. Should we have this category in AG1, AG2, and TPD? Just put this like this. Like make a notation that we should add this with the use permit in AG1 and AG2 as well.
Yeah, allowed. I would.
No.
Well, the drone, it depends on this.
No. There is no depending on it. Well, not if I'm going to use it chasing wolves.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking drones. I'm thinking having the ability to have a helicopter pad on AG, on TPZ. Because right now, the way it reads.
So you're just telling me where they're going to log, if the helicopter logging, you're going to have to get a use for that?
No, I don't. You're right. I don't want them to. No. I want them to be able to do it, though.
Right. So.
Was it add the?
No, that's a temporary. Like, if you're up there logging, you bring it down. You know, the helicopter pull it. That's just temporary. That's part of that thing. This is more permanent structure, right?
But what if I wanted to build a permanent helicopter pad?
You're not
going to
do that. You'll have a neighbor crew.
No, but on. Let me go back.
We're talking about adding it. To AG1.
No, I'm with you. I think we're saying the same thing. I'm just misunderstanding it, Blair.
Okay.
Because I want it to be a by right thing.
By right, yeah. We don't want restriction there.
No, I don't.
I mean, we got too many things we've got to deal with right now.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Restriction on managing your land.
Amen to that.
Did we go permit by right on AG1 to TPZ, or did we go AUP?
Let's go back up there.
That's what I'm going to right now. It's all UP.
There's one. Here we go. Navigation.
It's right here. Okay. It's all UP. And I didn't make note that we were changing.
Well, that's why I brought it up.
Before.
That was my Clarkson Farm analogy.
Here we go.
For applications.
For AG1, AG2, it was a use permit. So we required the same thing in the residential in the event that you did want to.
You know, for the Ag TPZ, I'm thinking leaning a little more towards AUP because a director would be able to identify if it's for regular use but seasonal, so to speak, whether it be for depredation with wolves or applying insecticide or pesticides, we shouldn't require a full-blown use permit. Simply come in and say, hey, director of planning, I'm letting you know this is what we're going to be doing.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Director says, yep, go for it.
Okay.
So AUP?
AUP, yeah.
Would you ever want to see them come through the UP if there's like a certain scale at all? It probably likely would never be, right? Because you'd be using it for your personal
Most
property.
Of the future is going to be drone.
Yeah.
You're in and out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're there a day and you're gone.
Right.
You will be back till next year.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine people are going to start having drone businesses here.
You might be surprised.
I imagine they will, is what I'm saying. I think the startup cost is a lot lower than having a plane.
But see, that's all mobile.
In the details.
You load a drone in a trailer to hold to some guy's place, but you'll use locations on his place.
Yeah.
In the details of that, even an AUP, I think under a certain threshold for like routine operations, because like we use drones to go check out, it should just be permitted.
Yeah,
like
we allow that.
It's just part of our work.
I think this is
exactly.
more, if it's
so
a permanent
I think the
structure.
Only thing, I think it's scale there. Like if I'm putting in an actual airport,
yeah,
obviously.
That's the difference. A heliport and airport versus airstrip. Heliport,
exactly. Okay. Because otherwise, like, just let us do it.
Should we go back to residential now?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, we're using we're requiring a use permit for a residential for those activities. Which I think you want, because if someone's proposing that, you guys want to at least be like, wait, you know, we want the comment letters, we want to hear from the public.
That's fine.
Yep, that makes more sense. Okay. Utility parking lot. That
so
racetrack question again.
Well, on the before the racetrack, right at the top of that table, once again, we have the construction of levees and dikes on the RR, especially if we're talking 15 acres.
Because we striked that for ag, you know.
So permitted?
We just removed it.
P.
Yeah, P. For
okay.
Well, just flat out strike the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we don't
even need to call that out as a,
yeah.
You know, because it's usually a part of a project or something.
Yeah.
So
delete this entirely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Now the racetracks.
Yeah, so then the racetrack, like you were talking about your friend.
Well, I don't even know the guy. I've just seen him out there working. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Oh, they have made an RC track. It's about, I don't know, 40 by 80, 40 by 100, and all handmade, and it's for remote control cars. I mean, it does a ladder climb and whatnot. It's an off-road RC track, and it's beautiful.
It's actually a hobby,
it's a huge
thing.
Like, hobby, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very impressed.
They obviously don't have enough to do.
Let's just say, I'm very impressed with the skill. Because it took a lot of planning and design work. It's nice. I would say on the RR AUP.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Okay. Moving on to the commercial zone, if there's nothing else.
Well, our two existing bird rescue people operate on RR zoned parcels.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Granted, they will be a pre-existing non-conforming, but it seems to be kind of a growing thing.
I mean,
I can't believe that somebody was concerned about an injured seagull in the McDonald's parking lot.
I saw that. Yeah.
Just shoot the damn bird. It's a cockroach in the sky. But
You're all the fools they get. What are you talking about?
In relation to bird rescue,
yeah,
et cetera,
sure.
I think maybe on an RR, go a AUP.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now moving on to commercial zoning.
I think that's where I am. Oh, we have the
sizes. Do you want to look
sizes.
At that? Do you want to look
oh,
at the development
yeah.
standards?
Let's look at that.
Because this will give a lot of people grief, you know, building in there. So minimum parcel size for a rural residential, this is actually like a city lot size, right?
Yeah.
So 200, so I don't know if that's...
And those are typically only available or allowed in the CSD areas.
So if it's that small a parcel, is it really RR or would it be low density?
Well, it should, I think it should, it's a typo, I think.
So
RL, the smallest, should be 7,200, right? Whereas
okay.
RR, since the maximum for RL and RM is 10, right, it should be.
So the current code is 7,200 for RR if you have sewer and water, right? And right, provided from something else. And then if you're on a septic tank, it's 1 acre, is what we currently have here. Let me show you the
mm-hmm.
current standards. This is what our current county code, the RR.
Oh, okay.
Here's